Good afternoon. Thank you so much for calling Arch Top Fiber. My name is CJ. With whom do I have the pleasure of speaking with today?
Hi, CJ. My name is Tracy. How are you?
Hi, Tracy. Doing well. How are you?
Good. I'm calling because I wanted to get set up as a new customer.
Yeah, sure. I'd be more than happy to go ahead and help you out with that. Did you have any questions with regards to our services?
I don't think so, because I called once before, and I got the information I needed. I just want to get internet and a landline, which I think
okay.
They said would be like $100 a month or something.
Yeah, about that. Because if you're going for the 1 gig, it would be this. If you sign up for the auto pay with your checking account and paperless billing, you would get the $10 discount. So that would make it $69.99 plus $24.99 for the landline.
$64.99 plus $24.99.
$69.99 plus $24.99 because all taxes and fees are included. It will bring you out to $94.98.
Great. Yes, that's what I would like to do.
Perfect. All right. And go ahead with your service address for me, please.
It's 303 Main Street.
Okay. And in which township?
Kingston.
Okay, perfect. So 12401. Awesome. And just bear with me. Got it. And this is for a residence, is that correct?
Yes, please.
Okay. And just so that you're aware, your in-service date is expected to be the middle of November. So right now it would be considered a pre-order.
So what does that mean? Would I be charged now or when you
accept? No. So you would not be charged until at least your installation date. So
and
what
you
that
know,
would...
You... Go ahead.
Oh, go ahead.
Well, I was just going to say, I mean, I currently have Spectrum, so I want to cancel them. But I don't know if I go to the middle of the month, if they're going to charge me for a whole month or if they'll charge me for half the month.
So what we always recommend is that you wait till our fiber services are fully installed. God forbid there's any kind of delays or like an issue with construction or a permit. But our expected in-service date for you would be approximately the 15th of November. So what we always recommend is that you wait until our fiber services are fully installed, where the tech is like, okay, you're set to go. You're fully connected. You've got internet. And then at that point, you're able to cancel anytime after that with
right.
your current
I
provider.
What I'm saying is I'm wondering if they're going to make me pay for a whole month.
From what I've heard, they typically prorate it. So when you cancel, they'll only charge you for the amount of days used.
Okay.
So if you already paid for like the full month, usually they'll prorate a refund. From what I understand, you can always ask Spectrum that as well, just in case.
Yeah,
but
try getting in touch with them.
Absolutely.
Not an easy task.
I know, so I've heard.
Okay, that is helpful, and so let's do that.
Okay, so what would happen is that you and I can go through the sign-up process, get you into the system, and then when we get closer to the 15th, we would give you a call to go ahead and get you scheduled.
Great.
Okay, perfect. All right, and did you know whether you were going for the 1 gig? That's the one
yes.
that goes for $69.99 if you sign up for the auto pay and paperless billing.
Yep.
Okay, perfect. And then approximately how large is your home, if you don't mind me asking, in square footage?
1,300 square feet.
Okay. So we do typically recommend at least one extender for any medium home that's 1,000 to 2,500 square feet. The first one is included at no cost. So just so that you're aware, you and your tech on the date of install can discuss using an extender and placement of the extender so that way you can get the whole home coverage in case you have any areas. So basically, it's another contact point for your Wi-Fi. Our extenders are specifically tailored to the routers that we provide. So what that means is, like, for example, I have an 1,100 square foot home, which I guess to me it's small, but I guess it falls in the medium home category. but I only have the router. And when I go out to the kitchen, I lose connection or I get slower speeds. Like I brought my laptop out to the kitchen the other day and it completely disconnected me from my voice chat. Like completely. So what we do is we offer Wi-Fi extenders so that it keeps you connected and covers more of an area of your home.
Gotcha. Okay. And does that require another modem or
no? No, not at all. It connects wirelessly to your router.
Oh, okay. Great.
Yeah. So it's made specifically for the routers that we provide. So at that point the tech would set it up. And it would just be an extra contact point for your Wi-Fi so that any devices that move into that region where you're having poor coverage, for example, would actually get great coverage.
Okay.
Yeah. So, but it seems to me like you might only just need the one if necessary.
Yeah.
It might not even need be necessary. But again, the first one is included with your price. So, and then you stated that you wanted the landline.
Yeah, I currently have a landline, so I just would want to carry over the same number.
Okay, and what would that number be, please?
It's 845
853
8470.
Perfect. So just to repeat, that's 845-853-8470?
Yes.
Okay, and you won't need any telephone jacks installed, right?
No.
Okay. And just the one phone line, correct? Okay. Well, you never know. Yeah, you have some. I forget who it was. It was like a friend of mine when I was younger. For some reason, they had, I think it was because they had one for the fax. But I mean, fax is pretty outdated now.
Well, I don't know how old you are, but when I was a kid, there were no cell phones. So,
friends. Yeah, we had the big blocky ones when I was a kid.
Yeah. Teenagers would often get their own phone number line in their room.
So let's put it this way. Internet became public when I was like 3 or 4 years old.
All right. So you're like a 90s child or something.
I am. I'm literally born in the year 90, so yeah.
There you go.
Do you own or rent your property?
Own.
Okay. And do you know how your current utility wires are feeding your home, such as like Central Hudson, your current provider? Do you know if they're buried under the ground or through the air?
Oh, I think they're in the air.
Okay. I mean, if you're not sure, I can put down not sure. And our techs can definitely take a look and see how to best get you connected.
Yeah. I mean, I believe they're in the air. The power lines are outside.
Yeah, I mean, like, for example, at my mom's house in Dutchess County, they have it through the air down the street, but then they come onto the property, it has, like, one pole, and then it goes under the ground into the house.
Mm-hmm. I see.
So that's why we kind of, like, ask, because we typically follow that route. So if we have the option of burying or micro-trenching, rather, the cable, we will follow the burial / micro-trenching. If we have to go aerial, then we'll go aerial.
Okay. Yeah, because I thought what I read was that you guys are, like, underground somehow, and this way it's less outages.
Yes, that is our primary focus because one, it's kind of, in a sense, more cost effective just because if a tree branch takes something down, you know, how many people are going to be without service? And then also, how many people are we going to have to dispatch to fix that?
Right.
So, I mean, I understand it's definitely the smarter decision because it avoids a bunch of headaches in the long run anyways.
Yeah.
And then is your billing address different than your service address?
No.
Okay. Perfect. And go ahead and spell for me your first and last name, please, just to make sure I have.
First name is Tracy, T-R-A-C-Y. Last name is V like Victor, I-T like Thomas, U-L-L-I.
I. Okay, perfect. So that's V-I-T-U-L-L-I?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, perfect. And what is the best email address for you, please?
It's my name, Tracy Vituli, at Gmail.
Perfect. All right. And what did you want the primary phone number on the account to be? Did you want it as your landline or did you want it as?
I'll give you my cell. It's 631
258-2297. 2297?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. Awesome. And then did you want the secondary phone number on the account?
No, that's fine.
Okay. All right. And how did you want us to contact you prior to your installation and for any future notifications regarding your account? We have the option of phone, email, or text.
I mean, text is probably best.
Yeah. I mean, that's the most account specific as far as that goes. And with the option of text, you are able to confirm your installation appointment, but we also notify you with important information such as billing updates. We offer, let's see, we have the updates about your order status and then also your the install appointment reminders. And again, this is only for account-specific updates. We don't send any advertisements unless you were to authorize that. But you can also choose to opt out at any time through your account portal and receive communication via email or phone. So just so that you're aware. And this is typically the way that most people do choose because it's the least interruptive. All right. And as part of our order process, we do need to run a soft credit check to determine if a deposit is required. This does not affect your credit score. We don't see anything about your credit. The only thing it tells us is that you are who you say you are, and then to see if you are required to pay a $50 deposit prior to the installation.
Sure.
So what that does is basically it just lets us know whether you're at risk of not paying your bill. That's like the easiest way for me to explain it. I mean, we can bypass the credit check, but doing so would automatically require that $50 deposit. So it's up to you.
Okay. I mean, that's fine. I don't know. I do have like a block on my credit report.
Do you happen to know the PIN?
I don't know.
Okay.
Not off the top of my head.
No, I completely understand that. With that being said, there may be the need to have that block removed unless you were able to find the PIN.
I mean, am I supposed to give you the PIN?
So it'll let us type in a PIN for the one-time allowance for us to see the credit check. So that is what that would be for. It's not like a PIN for you to like, oh, we can access your entire credit report. No, it's for specific instances for a temporary release.
All right, let me see.
And we typically do it through Experian.
Oh, yeah. I have a PIN, it looks
like. Okay, perfect. Just bear with me one moment. All right. Whenever you're ready, go ahead with your social so that way we can go ahead and submit the request, and then that's when I'll need the PIN.
Mm-hmm. It's 13462-6679.
Perfect. Submitting now. Okay, and now is where I will need the PIN, please.
159-632.
It's so funny because for us, it tells us that the Experian, the PIN is either 10, 12, 15, or 17 characters.
Oh.
It did not go through with that PIN.
Yeah, that's the only number I have besides, I have reference numbers, I have, but that says that's a PIN number.
Interesting. Yeah, I'm surprised it didn't work. I mean, I've had shorter PINs than that, which is kind of funny.
159-632. Yeah, that's... checking my other papers, but that is all I have, so I don't know.
Yeah, it didn't go through as far as that goes. I just tried it a second time. The best thing to do, at least to get the PIN, is to contact Experian, and I can provide you their phone number if you'd like.
Okay, hang on one second. I feel like one of these papers is from them, so I have a report number. I don't know. That's not it, right? That's a 10-digit number. I think I can do it online, can I?
Yeah, you should be able to. It'll actually be pretty quick as far as that goes.
Yeah, let me see if I can do that right now if you don't mind about that. Because if I hang up, I'm not going to call you guys back. I'm going to get distracted and I'm going to move on to other parts.
No worries, I have ADHD, so I constantly get distracted throughout the day when it comes to tasks that I have to do. At least work is pretty straightforward, but when it comes to like homebound tasks, I'm like, oh wait, I was supposed to do this, or I was supposed to call this person. So I completely understand.
Yeah.
I mean, the only other option, if it's too much of a headache to disable the credit freeze, we could do the $50 deposit. That gets held on your account for 12 months or until you cancel service. But typically, it's 12 months, and you would get that back either as a credit statement or a statement credit, rather, or it would get paid back to you in a one-time form as like a check.
Mhm. Yeah, no, I guess I don't have an account with them, which is strange because.
Oh no, everybody has an account, unfortunately. I wish I didn't have an account with them.
Sign up for account. Please freeze. Unfreeze. Or schedule a thaw. All right, let me just do this quickly. Phone is verified. Go back to my. Where was I? Oh my goodness. I don't know where my original thing was here that I. My text messages. Hold on. Let me close this. This is that. Return to your original. Yeah, they took me out of my. This is a, okay. Okay, I'm not doing this right now.
Okay.
So, you said a. So I would be charged now the $50?
Yeah, it would be charged today for the $50, and it would be held on your account for 12 months.
Okay, I'm not going to do that. I'm going to call you guys back.
Okay. I'm so sorry, but I will at least have the information down for your information, so that, that way it's, you know, we're able to continue off where we left off. As far as the credit information, I will be able to just search by your last name just to find the report. That way I can input the PIN when necessary. Okay.
Great.
That way you don't have to give me your social again.
Okay. Have a great day.
You as well, Tracy. And thanks so much for calling ArchStopFiber. I hope you have a fantastic rest of your day, and I'll speak to you soon.
Bye-bye.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.